we're recording.
All right. Well, welcome to the City of North Salt Lake Trails and Active Transportation Committee for July 8th, 2025. Shall we just announce who is in the room for the...
Sure.
So this is Brent Crowther.
Peter Worthlin.
John Rukert.
TJ Riley.
Allie Avery.
We will move to agenda item number 2, which is public comment. And we have no members of the public present. Agenda item number 3, approval of minutes of May 13th, 2025. Can we approve the meeting minutes without
a quorum?
Can't
vote on it. You can't vote on it, but you can discuss it if you guys have any changes.
Okay.
I don't have any changes. I read through it.
So. I also read it and I don't have any changes.
So we can, you can like move that down until we have another member here.
I motion to move it.
I second that motion. So we'll move approval of the May 13th till later in the agenda in anticipation that we'll have another committee member present. Okay. Agenda item number 4, discussion regarding committee goals and programs.
So this was your guys' thing. You wanted on there.
Yep.
Peter, you had mentioned in the last meeting May that you suggested that each member prepare ideas to draft a mission statement and goals, proposing to prioritize this discussion early in the agenda. And then did you guys all see the email from Ted Knowlton?
I did. I've got his copy up on my screen.
Okay.
And I actually really like Ted's. Mm-hmm. There's a few changes that I would make because of mission and goals. Anyway, so one is the only thing on the mission is to change the wording to include all residents rather than just of residents.
Hi, Kyle.
Hey.
The well-being of all residents.
The well-being of all residents. That's just being
so
explicitly inclusive.
Can you state the whole thing
for
the record?
Yeah, our mission is to enhance the physical and economic well-being of all residents by developing both a network and a community. And I did insert the word transportation network just to be specific. And a community where walking, bicycling, and other forms of active transportation are safe and comfortable, both for recreation and utility trips. So that was largely changed. So two additional words. And then the other one, on our long-term goals, I didn't change number 1, which reads increase active transportation use, to improve safety for all users. But I did add to 3 the word transportation, so develop a transportation network. This serves major destinations. And then I added such as, just for examples of what are major destinations within the city of North Salt Lake. And I know that we've specifically in here said parks are major district, but what other major, I mean, I would even take out the word major, but.
You could say like key destinations.
Yeah, maybe? Something, because major seems like
pretty
a
major.
Transportation hub or like, and does that include anything? Anyway, so I would downplay the word major.
So do you want to just remove that for?
And then I give examples, like I said, such as in trailheads, we have all of our trailheads at parks at this point. I'm not aware of any that do not
Legacy.
Have a park.
Legacy, Trailhouse, and Center Street Trailhead.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan
Legacy,
River.
Center Street
yeah,
is.
One off skipped into.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that one at, oh, that's a little, or is that one at Legacy Park?
No.
Okay.
It's It's like,
so maybe parks and
like two parking spots or something there.
Oh. Yeah, but it's, I think, I know the HOA or someone maintains that, not us.
Mm-hmm. So that's the trail we run, they run out on, like,
right,
the 5 mile race.
So, okay. Mm, so
yeah.
What's your list of destinations?
I just was like, we just need a example, like, it doesn't need to be exhaustive, so maybe we use the language including but not limited to, if you want to be a legal analyst on it. But I think such as parks and trailheads would be appropriate. And then on 4, I changed it to implement supportive policies. I took out the word programs and just added congruent to our mission.
Policies congruent to our mission?
Mm-hmm. And maybe instead of implement, because we really don't implement things, we really recommend to council, correct?
Maybe formulate supportive policies?
Yeah, I mean, I think implement, again, is outside of our scope, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it really is council to implement and mandate, whereas ours is to formulate and recommend.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, though, we do implement some programs.
Yeah.
That's true.
Trails Day,
if we
included those sort of things.
Yes, so I think programs does need to be included, because you guys had talked about doing like bike events and stuff like that. You know, whatever. Like,
yeah. Formulate supportive policies and implement programs.
Yeah.
Formulate supportive.
Champion
policies.
You know, formulate policies.
Champion's a great word to use, because it's supportive. It's, you know. But that was I read Ted's and was like, this is actually really quite good. And it's actually, I feel like there's not much missing to trails and active transportation on this.
So do you want number 4 to say, formulate supportive policies and implement programs congruent to our mission? Or do you want
to? Do you like the word congruent?
That's a lot of words.
Yep.
Yeah, it's
should we take out congruent to our mission?
You can.
How about, you know, champion supportive policies, and then another number 5, implement programs, or, you know, so you have 5 instead of 4.
Yeah.
So you're separating those into separate bullet points.
Champion supportive policies. Number 4. Implement programs. Do you want it to say something more than just implement programs? Implement programs
and we can say to support the mission statement or if it's a separate one.
What kind of programs are you guys wanting to implement? Are you wanting to implement educational programs? Because you could say implement programs to educate the public.
Yeah.
Implement programs.
I guess
to
implement programs that foster outdoor trails appreciation, something like that.
Because that can encompass kind of
cleanup, maintenance. You know,
education.
You know, the whole purpose is to foster
and if it's also including Get to the River campaign, can I commute to Salt Lake?
So trails and active transportation appreciation.
To
commute to Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Implement programs that foster.
Get one of those foldable kayaks.
Trails.
We're getting wordy again.
Yeah,
we can't exclude active transportation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, can we define active transportation as including
sometimes they use the word alternate transportation to include really everything, but
or you could, you know, both trails and urban, you know, I don't know, is there a better word? You want to use the word active transportation? Is that
this is your guys' thing. So implement programs that foster trails is what I've got so far.
That, well, appreciation for programs that foster appreciation, trails appreciation, trails and active transportation appreciation, or appreciation for trails and active transportation.
Do you want to put it in active transportation?
Yeah, I think if we put it in, it's fine.
Appreciate that foster appreciation for trails and active transportation.
Sure.
And then you already have increased active transportation use
in the
as
mission.
Number one.
Oh,
is your long term goal is number one.
Yeah,
increase active transportation use.
Mm-hmm.
So we're increasing active transportation use. We're improving safety.
Or
we're developing
that
the network.
You know, can you do that instead of increase active transportation? Is that different than promoting appreciation for? Is that different? I mean, we do want to increase it, so that's.
Well, what programs are you going to do that will foster appreciation for active transportation? Are you just doing programs that foster appreciation for trails? Or are you going to do programs that are like bike to school?
Yeah.
Right? Like those kind of programs, which I think you should.
Yeah.
Encourage recognition.
Are you in a thesaurus right now?
Yes.
So educate all residents using programs supportive of trails and active transportation. Is that an education?
That's the question is, are the programs, all the programs you're going to do educational programs, or are some of them awareness programs, or some of them?
So maybe we go back to and programs.
I guess some of the other terms that I thought, you know, and it could be included in the develop a network, but it's enhancing our existing, so it's both enhancing and expanding the existing network. Enhancing, expanding, and maintaining. So I think there needs to be some word about maintaining
mm-hmm.
our existing network, enhancing our existing network.
So develop and enhance
right.
a transportation network that serves destinations.
Develop, enhance, and maintain.
Yeah, I think
network.
If we added, yeah, develop, enhance, and maintain a transportation network that serves destination.
Are you going to say a trails and active transportation network? Because a transportation network could be
yeah,
for cars,
true.
Buses.
I think we should take out transportation.
Okay.
A network that serves, right?
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
And is it serves or connects, you know, connects
well,
key
yeah.
destinations? I don't know if there's a difference between serves and.
No, I think connects is the right word. Serves.
Want to say key destinations?
What do you have now?
Major, but then he wanted major
yeah.
crossed out.
Yeah, I
good
luck. Just put in mind just destinations.
Yeah.
Whether or not they're
they
major
should.
Will be kind of
right.
subjective.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree. So develop, enhance, and maintain a network that connects destinations. And then, Peter, you wanted such as parks and trailheads. I would argue there's lots of destinations that could be included, like the town
yeah.
center and
schools.
You know, schools and all of that stuff.
I just thought sometimes
shopping.
It's nice to have, but it doesn't have
I think
to be
you
included.
Can flesh out these goals. Like, these are goal statements, right?
Right.
And then
right.
under implementation of those goals,
yeah,
then
you then
say
you
connect to the town center, connect to schools. Okay. Walkability to schools.
Refer to the Wasatch Choice Vision Center destinations.
Yeah.
You could. But Ted's not here, so we don't have to.
That was recording.
Yeah.
Love you, Ted.
And then I think that it would be good to divide number four into four and five. So I think you should say something about
yeah.
formulating supportive policies or recommending supportive policies, but then I think programs are different than policies.
Yes, I agree.
So do you like the word champion?
I think it encompasses a lot.
Champion
supportive policies.
Policies.
I think you
yeah.
hard stop right there. And then number five is implement programs. And then we couldn't decide that foster appreciation for trails or implement programs that, why can't, you could just say implement programs that support our mission or our vision or whatever it is.
Right.
Because then it's programs that can enhance the physical and economic well-being of residents by developing a transportation network. It includes walking, bicycling, any active transportation. Do you want to just say that? Implement programs that support, what did I say? Support the mission?
Yeah.
Should say support our mission? Or the mission?
The mission.
Okay. Okay, so here, I'm just going to read the mission statement and the long-term goals and see if this is what you guys want. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Our mission is to enhance the physical and economic well-being of all residents by developing both a transportation network and a community where walking, bicycling, and other forms of active transportation are safe and comfortable both for recreational and utility trips. Good with that? Okay, and then our long-term goals are to, number one, increase active transportation use. Number two, improve safety for all users. Number three, develop, enhance, and maintain a network that connects destinations. Number four, champion supportive policies. And number five, implement programs that support the mission.
I like it.
I dig it.
Okay.
Let's just put it in the next meeting minutes and adopt it then.
Okay.
I
don't think it's up for adoption.
Because then we can have more input for these.
What does it say on the agenda? Does it say adopt or just discussion?
Discussion regarding committee goals and programs.
Yeah, so I think next time we
maintain a strong active transportation system to key destinations.
Yeah, I mean, let's send it out and we can iterate again on it this month and adopt it.
What was that?
So if we can have more of the committee here, but let's send out what we did here.
Mm-hmm.
And then while we're out, if there's any additional changes, but the plan would be to make minor changes next month
and adopt it.
Okay, I'll put it on the next agenda for adoption.
For minor.
Yeah, it should just be
minor changes if
minor
needed.
Adjustments.
Minor adjustments and adoption.
One thing that bugs me is when we use the same words in the same sentence, like active transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I added the word transportation to network,
mm-hmm.
but like I'd like to play with that a little bit.
We took that
statement.
Out.
Yeah, well.
So I'll send out what I just read to the committee in an email so that you guys can think about it over the next month, and then I'll put it on the next agenda for adoption.
Perfect.
Cool.
Do you want to go back to
I propose we go back to
Okay. So we are going to go back to agenda item 3, approval of minutes of May 13th, 2025 meeting.
Are you doing that for my sake?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Seeing as I wasn't here last week, that all sounds good to me. Or last month, that all looks good to me.
Yeah, you weren't here 2 months ago, huh?
Yeah. Did we not have one last month? 2 months ago.
Right.
Did feel like it had been a long time.
So do we have a motion to approve the May 13th meeting?
I will motion that we approve the minutes of May 13th. Meeting.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Can you say who?
Peter
Worthlin
motioned.
Made the motion. Kyle seconded it. And it is approved with all members voting yay. With all present members voting yay. Okay. Action items.
Oh, Okay, I don't really have a ton of updates on the action items. We're still just kind of working through some of these things. Still working on creating that email sign-up sheet or like a QR code for people to get updates, but I have been sending out emails before every like cleanup event or whatever it is. I've been sending out emails to all the people that had volunteered.
Perfect.
But I don't have like an email sign up for people that are showing up from the mountain bike team or anything.
Have all those.
So,
well, I don't have emails for those.
I think when we have the sign-in sheet at the events, we should probably have an
email.
Okay, yeah.
Can do that.
An email like place, and then I can take that. You can give it to me somehow.
So name, email, phone number,
and whether they want to receive, if they want to receive.
Yeah. So
event updates or whatever it is.
Yeah, I was just like, I wonder what it's, you know.
Oh yeah, this is just for the like record. It's not for contacting people.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I can create something and put it on the drive.
Okay, great. And then still working on creating the trail's email address. You're the only one that will sign in. Nobody else signed in. You should sign in because we have AI doing our minutes, and so Wendy appreciates having. The city reporter appreciates having the sign-in sheet filled out because she is trying to like decipher who's saying what.
Yeah.
AI. So then, same thing with the researching the donation options. We haven't heard anything from Heidi, have we?
No, we haven't. Okay.
And then, as far as coordinating with the Forest Service about the Wild Rose to Bonneville Shoreline Trail connection, I'm still waiting on a response from them. Like I received a response and she said that she needed to consult with the district ranger and that she would do that. And I asked for an update, I think last week, and I still haven't heard back, but they're very backlogged on everything.
Yeah, so on that note, did you see the story that Salt Lake City is putting their system in? They've resumed and their master plan still shows that on their, even though it's in Davis County, it shows the connector.
The connector to our Wild Rose on our property?
It shows the
connector. Or it shows the Bonneville Shoreline.
It shows the original Bonneville Shoreline connecting.
Okay. So I guess.
Is that good or bad?
Well, so.
That's good.
It's neither good nor bad. It just depends on when they're actually going to get to things. And they indicated that they'd work in the back hills first rather than the front, where everyone can see first.
I think we're the back hills, right?
We are the back hills.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'll reach out to Tyler with Salt Lake City and ask him if they have like a ETA for when that's
going to
start.
Clarification on that. So that was a continuation of the BST with the connector to.
No, not the Wild Rose connector. They're connecting to the Davis County BST.
Right.
Yeah. So it's just connecting it out to Salt Lake.
But wasn't
not
there,
proposing.
I thought there was always a connector, though, that was on the NEPA.
That was
going to
go west
plan.
From the bench?
Yeah. I thought that was already there.
To go where?
To go west of the bench. So as you're
to
looking
connect
at
to BST.
The right.
No, that was ours.
Oh, so that was ours.
That's always been
ours.
So
that's always been ours.
Yes,
okay,
so they're just supposed to, so that Davis County dead-ended the
mm-hmm.
BST,
yeah.
And so Salt Lake City was supposed to pick up where they left off and continue the BST south
mm-hmm.
into Salt Lake, and connecting into Tunnel Springs, it won't connect at Tunnel Springs, it'll connect south
further
of Tunnel
down.
Springs,
yeah.
Yep.
Where there's an existing trail.
Mm-hmm.
But our Wild Rose connection was never part of their plan.
Okay, so
we just
have
couldn't build that alignment without them continuing the trail because
okay.
it connected to nowhere.
Right.
So we can, depending on what Salt Lake City says about their timing, it may be possible for us to do that preferred alignment rather than do this switchback one that
right.
you had.
That's on city property that we should have.
Yeah, well, even the preferred alignment is on city property, but then
mm.
it goes out onto the Forest Service property.
Right.
Either case,
okay.
we have to deal with the Forest Service no matter what.
Yeah, I'd still like to make sure we have something concrete by fall.
Yeah.
Not concrete.
Yeah, not concrete. But
we
want a dirt trail in September.
With no baby head rocks.
Right. It's 2 months, though.
Yep. And we can't do anything until the Forest Service gives us the okay.
Come on, Allie. You got it.
Build up to...
We can build up to the property line.
Where's the property line?
About 70 feet from the BST.
So, right. So the alignment that I had outlined, it was all on city property that came down below where... So if we were to take a walk up there, where everybody waits at the top, because then there's another connector that goes up, and it's not pretty, but that's the last 70 feet. I was just going to keep that in place because of that. It's not a pretty...
Yeah.
It's
it's steep.
You don't want it.
It's steep and it's loose, but it's only for 5 feet, and it's actually rideable.
For 5 feet or 70 feet?
5 feet.
The part that's steepest and loosest. So from where that trail would end, you've got about 55, 60 feet of fine trail. And then there's like, yeah.
Oh, it's
five feet
of sketchy trail.
A little bit,
is what you're saying.
A little bit
yeah.
steeper,
which,
much more rideable. Well, the other one is not rideable. This is...
Because it's so punchy and quick, most can ride it. It's like intermediate people can ride it.
Mm-hmm.
And hikers, it's not even like
they don't even notice.
It doesn't even...
register.
So where I had aligned it, it actually came in back on city property because you told me, or at least I think it was on city property, because I wanted, hey, if we can just make it happen, let's just connect it. So the top of the sketchy part, there's a bald part where people wait and watch people come up and down.
Mm-hmm.
That part, that's where it would come back into that trail. So that's
so,
all on city property.
I guess that's like you guys would have to decide if that, which risk you want to take. I think it would be good to get some more information from Salt Lake City.
I agree.
Because if we can do that preferred alignment, that's much better.
You're right. Because the grades all over are better that
right.
way.
Yeah.
yeah.
Right.
But in either case, we have to get Forest Service approval, but not to build the portion on city property. But the risk you take is, what if they say, no, that location's not okay for the Forest Service, and then we've built it up to that point?
Well, then I would
take
it.
Whereas if we wait and do the other one.
We don't want to do anything that's not going to be good for the long term.
No, I
agree. You know, we want
a
master plan done that does the alignment good, that's coordinated with Salt Lake City. And we can wait.
Yeah.
You know, if it takes 6 months, that's better than rushing somebody.
To mitigate that, though, where that comes in, if they said, hey, we don't want you going up that way, it could just go straight out almost at the original alignment of the proposed. But it would have that extra switch back up.
Yeah.
Rather than a... So if you're looking up...
And we're, yeah.
Our alignment to mitigate the problem goes like this, and theirs would go out like this, and we would just hook in and just eliminate that part.
And
so
just,
I'm hoping what can happen is that Salt Lake City gets their NEPA done, their environmental work done, and they just include our section in their NEPA. That's what I'm hoping. But I have to talk to Salt Lake City and find out what their plans are.
No, I think it's wise to be prudent on it. Don't get me wrong, but just
you want it done.
There are ways.
This has been too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if ultimatums work with the Forest Service, but it's like, guys, we're going to do something. What I want to say.
They'll sell the land.
Sell the land to us at least, right?
Get Mike Lee.
No, that actually got taken out.
It did.
I've talked to, communicated with some people from IMBA too, and about like the Trails Master Plan, and and with Bountiful City, and everybody's saying, like, you have to get things to the Forest Service early. You have to coordinate well with them.
Yeah.
If you play ball with them, then you'll be successful. But if you don't, then you're not going to be successful in your
efforts.
But
we've got to be, hey, this is a need.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not saying that we need to be
cavalier.
Yeah, but I'm saying that we need to be a squeaky wheel,
mm-hmm.
and say, look, this is, we've got one of the most dangerous railroad crossings in the city, and we've got one of the most dangerous trails in the two counties.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to fix both. Can you help us with this? Like, just being that squeaky wheel.
Yeah.
And there's a position available in the Salt Lake City Trails Committee, not the Trails Committee, but they have some other
board.
Yeah, Transportation Advisory Board, and they want people who commute into downtown and have connections to the mountain bike teams.
Mm.
And someone told me to sign up, but I can't do it right now.
Yeah.
So.
What?
Yeah, I know. Like, maybe in a year or two, but there is that opportunity if there's interest on this, but like. Just to help them understand, because that is also a commute that people use to get to Salt Lake.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
I mean, you go up there, and if you have a counter, you're at least counting 20 to 30 residents on any given summer day that they're commuting.
Yeah.
And that's not a lot, but still.
Yeah. No, and I emailed her, Zinnia, with the Forest Service last week. Do you have any updates? And I just
how's their staffing? Have they been?
They're very understaffed. They're very overloaded and understaffed with all the cuts. And so I'm trying to be understanding because they're great to work with.
I know.
It's not their fault.
Just don't be silent is what I would say. Just, you know.
I'll schedule a weekly email to go out to the Forest Service.
Well, and even every other week is fine, but it's like, we've got to like, hey.
Weekly's good.
We're ready, we're willing, we've got city budget, we've got, you know, and just say, we've got all these things lined up, we're ready to go, just put me in, coach.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Would initiation of the master plan, where they're a stakeholder, where we have to get their approval input, would that be a formal avenue for their engagement?
They very much want to be engaged in our trails master plan. She did tell me that.
Yeah.
They want to be a part of it early on.
So how would we get their time to engage on that? Is that less difficult than these approvals?
I think we would probably lean on the consultant to help facilitate that.
Okay.
Yeah. And I know that, like, I know that most of those, like, trail building or trail planning consultants have relationships.
Good contacts with the Forest Service.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So that's where we're at with that one. The curb ramps at the Wild Rose Trail crossings. Do you have any updates on that?
No, it's kind of on our radar.
Did you get it into the budget for construction yet, or is it going to be a budget adjustment later?
Or we'll fit it in with just our regular concrete work.
Okay.
Stuff.
Okay.
Those will be nice when they're in.
Yeah.
Especially those crossings where you've got unevenness.
We are. You guys had said for the August 23rd, I think. That'll come up later on the agenda, but for the next trail cleanup day, that we were going to fix that Parkway Drive one.
Oh, yeah. Doing a realignment.
So that doesn't erode onto the sidewalk. And so that curb ramp will come in following that. But then creating the trails.
Did you look at the property there? Can we even move?
I have to ask Karen.
The trail over?
I have to ask
Karen.
Yeah,
I think that was what.
Not a lot, so you don't get so much dirt and rocks coming down over the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
How would you prevent that? Because no matter what, and you see it on construction sites all the time, where they could even be going up the hill and you have tracked you get tracks across the roads.
I it's like sloughing down.
Yeah.
So if you take the trail at more of an angle, you have less of it tracking down because it's all just like sloughing down over the sidewalk.
Yeah. I just think you're going to still have an issue.
So we're talking about that section that's kind of almost double track.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess if we redirect, because right now it's the water's got a long straight runway to just drag everything down.
Mm-hmm.
If we kind of swoop it,
yep,
then it can mitigate a little bit of that.
Let's build up some berms.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's possible we could plant some vegetation there along the sidewalk to try to help hold the dirt.
I still want to hike Wild Rose. I haven't been able to yet to see how the Forest Service, because you sent those pictures of the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And something similar.
State.
Yeah, something similar could be used there.
Because
I've seen it in Bentonville. I've seen it. I saw it in St. George when I was down there last week. Just
I watched them do some of this work so that I could see some of the best practices.
Good.
For like trail repairs and
trail. Yeah, I haven't. When did they do that again?
Last week or two?
2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, I haven't been up there since.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll show you some pictures later on.
Cool.
And then the last one was looking into the sign up Gina.
And I think we have to get that email address created so it's not coming from Peter Worthland.
Yeah.
And that is, they sign up with Salt Lake Trails.
Right.
And
I guess we're already like registered with Just Serve, so we can definitely put those things in Just Serve.
Yeah.
So that's the action items.
Cool.
Staff updates.
Staff updates is next on the agenda.
Hurry,
okay.
We got 22 minutes.
So the Trails Master Plan. Tentatively, so I'm leaving the country on the 21st for 2 weeks, so I'm trying to get everything done like before I leave the country.
Is that a trails scan that you're doing in some exotic country?
No. So the Trails Master Plan, I'm hoping to advertise the RFP next Monday. And then the consultant selection would be during the first or second week of August. That's what they would be. So they'd be due probably while I'm gone and then do consultant selection. So I wondered who you guys wanted on that selection committee. We can take care of like staff who will be there on staff, but who would like to be from the committee?
I'll do it.
Do we want
I do selections.
More than one? Because this particular one is like,
yeah. No, I really think there should be at least
I'd
two
be happy
three.
To join that as well.
Well, if we have more than, if we have three or more, it's
you
a,
can't do three.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we just
only
do two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to do that.
Okay.
Unless you wanted Orion to do it.
He could do it as well if he wanted to do that.
But he couldn't do it as well.
Right. So I can coordinate with Ryan. I'm happy to...
No, whatever you want
to
delegate, I'm just
yeah.
So Peter for sure.
Yeah, and I'll do it as well.
Okay. And then like if one of you can't be there for some
Ryan.
Reason,
then
Ryan's
yeah,
your
right.
alternate.
Yes, correct. That's the best way.
Okay. So that's the update on that. The South Davis Greenway study. We sent out the RFP on the 19th of June. We held a consultant selection committee meeting today. I can't give you any more details on that because we have someone in the room who is a consultant who gave a proposal. But we should have a decision about
it's
that
definitely
soon.
Not me, so.
We should have a decision about that soon, and we should be able to just hit the ground running with that one, probably also when I get back from vacation.
So the South Davis Greenway, that's the US 89, or is that Orchard?
US
89.
Okay,
perfect. Yeah. Most likely. That's what the study is
yes.
to determine an alignment.
Okay.
Yeah. But that is the likely scenario because that will connect to downtown from the Front Edge Road Trail and connect all the way up to through Farmington.
Cool.
You
really cool. It's actually
that,
a really cool
no,
project because it's
no,
got we've got four communities working together on it, and like it's really cool to be in those meetings and see everybody like working together.
Do you know what I loved on my vacation down to St. George? I could ride from North Washington City, so way up north, all the way down, like past St. George,
mm-hmm.
and not hit a street.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Did you actually do that?
I did, except they closed one section of the trail that was less than a quarter of a mile, and I had to do a 3 mile detour around it.
Dang.
On roads.
And that's paved trail?
It's paved,
or?
Yeah.
You ride it's paved?
Weird. I can't do dirt yet with my dog.
Oh, that's fair.
I didn't go that far, but
yeah, there's paved trail almost all the way to Central.
Yeah, it connects everywhere. Like,
yeah. It's brand new.
Cool.
It's really cool. So if we even get a similar degree of that from Farmington to. I mean, it's really cool that we have the Legacy Parkway, but it's like, it's almost a trail to nowhere. Like, it's a destination trail in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
But having it connect and be able to go.
There's some really cool opportunities with this
mm-hmm.
greenway,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
It's a lot more feasible than I initially was thinking,
mm-hmm.
you know, when the idea was pitched, I think.
Yeah. It's Wasatch Front Regional Council, which is who Ted is the deputy director. They have a Wasatch choice map that shows all these different centers in all the cities. And this, the like basic alignment that the cities have kind of said, this could probably work, connects to 12 different centers.
Wow.
Yeah, just between Farmington and North Salt Lake. So then, when they do the I-15 expansion and they continue the Beck Street Trail all the way out to, I think, 600 North, that's going to connect from Station Park in Farmington to 600 North in Salt Lake City, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, if I don't have to make sure my last will and testament is up to date before I run back.
Exactly.
No, that's going to be awesome, though, that new one.
No, yeah, I thought you were talking about his last will and testament.
Extra tubes.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's, well, and it's yeah, it's like
your
okay, do I have all the extra stuff? Is my estate all planned for? Because
uh-huh.
it could be
a
my
gravel
last
track
ride.
Could wipe me out at any moment.
That's why I ride dirt.
I know I don't ride unless I have to, and I actually enjoy the commute, but I avoid that with the trains. I cross the road though, and then
to take Warm Springs
and take Warm Springs
around.
Down.
Yeah,
but that
it was closed for a while.
Is reopened now?
I think you could always kind of work your way through the fence.
The fence that I saw, I couldn't get through.
I did.
Oh, I don't have my email registered.
Yeah, might have had some bolt cutters with me.
Okay.
Yeah, I can do that.
Safe routes.
The next one is the Safe Routes to Schools plan. So this is like a citywide, so each school, public school, does like a safe walking, biking plan to the school. This would be a citywide one to make sure that every neighborhood can access these schools, because the safe routes is just like surrounding the school, and it's where you need crossing guards and stuff.
What's
like
your
that.
School? Is it Adelaide?
My kids?
Yeah.
Woods Cross, South Davis, and Capitol Hill Academy in Marmalade neighborhood.
Oh, well, that doesn't count. But
no.
what's your Davis School District school?
I think
it
would be Adelaide.
Because it wouldn't be Bolton.
My elementary kids didn't ever do school here.
So we have three public elementary schools, and then we have
junior high.
We don't have a junior high in
North
Salt Lake.
Well, but we'd still
yeah. So we have Adelaide Orchard and Foxborough elementaries, and then we have Wasatch Peak Charter, and then Spectrum Academy. And Spectrum has like four different schools, all on that same campus.
I guess Legacy is in
Legacy's in Woods Cross.
Legacy's in Woods
Cross. Yeah, they moved over to Woods
Cross.
So So,
so this would be developing the network for each of those, kind of the safe route network.
Except it would be, it would be, so it would be getting to those schools, to and from those schools, from all the neighborhoods, but it's really a school walkability plan for the entire city to make sure that you can get there from anywhere.
Any school.
So,
and then,
so all of our residents go to those three elementary schools?
The public, those are the three public elementary schools.
Right,
but there's
right.
plenty of charter schools.
Yep, not, we'll pretend that private and charter schools
all of our
don't
residents
exist.
Are within the boundaries of those three elementary schools.
And then South Davis is
there might be some of
and so that's
some of our students might be in the Odyssey Elementary boundary in Woods
Cross. See, and then if you go to intermediate or middle, do they call it? Oh,
junior
high.
High
that's what they call
they
it,
go right? to South Davis.
And so we would need to make sure our
Although
city
I think
residents.
Foxborough might go
somewhere
else, because Karen's kids went to Mueller Park.
Yeah, I know that they do some busing. But
do
we need to account for those kids in our city that go to South Davis to make sure they connect in? That's my question about all, that's where I'm going.
Maybe, but it would stop at the city boundary. So it wouldn't be a safe walking plan because it would end
right
a mile before they
and
get
is there
to the
a
school.
Defined catchment or radius around each of the schools? Or is it?
So I guess if each school, so if South Davis has their proximity safe school and we can tie into that,
mm-hmm.
is that
I don't think that junior highs and high schools
okay.
do the safe.
Oh, okay.
Walking.
So it's just
okay.
elementary.
Yeah.
And this
but
is just focused on the elementary
this
schools.
Is focused on the schools that are
okay.
in our city, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is it outside of the, is it just within the walking area? Like, is there a radius, you know?
So if you're
so
if you're
bust,
more than 3 miles
example.
Away, we're not going to provide a way to you for you to walk.
I think the goal is to make the entire city
walkable
to
right?
any school. So
to any school, yeah.
From any street,
east to
yeah, yeah. West. I mean, it's not totally reasonable to say someone that lives on Eagle Ridge Drive needs to get down to Wasatch Peak.
But to get them down to Orchard or to Adelaide where they may
right.
be.
But
going.
That's still an hour walk for a
right.
kid.
It's going to be a reasonable distance,
yeah.
right?
You want 20 minutes both ways uphill.
So is there a, I guess,
yeah.
is there a bus, you know, I mean, there's certain radiuses that they will bus kids, right?
Yeah, and the school
you know,
district
is it just within
that.
The
school district handles that,
right.
you know, where
so,
busing is. So we'll, they'll be the consultant will be coordinating with
so
the
So I guess I'm asking,
district.
Is it just with, you know, where the kids are not bused? Is that your radius, right?
Most likely, yeah. It's
so,
like within
okay.
whatever boundary it is.
Right. Like a
cool.
mile.
Whatever distance is decided.
Well, I'd love to review that once you have consultant. I mean,
we'll bring a draft to you guys.
Yeah, all of these are just, it goes to the mission. That's why we want
yep.
the mission, right?
Yep.
So
and
these
I think,
are, this is great.
I think the Greenway study and the Safe Routes to School plan, you guys will be looking at the draft.
Perfect.
But I not necessarily be on some steering committee
right.
or something like that,
yeah.
but the draft will come to you before it goes to Planning Commission City Council.
Right. Perfect.
And that is intended to inform a capital improvement plan.
Yes. Yep. And then also, as I've been talking with some of the consultants, we've talked about some type of a wayfinding plan for the kids on the ground. So, like painting, like Rose Park just did, they painted stencils with like the school mascot on the
oh.
sidewalk
yeah.
so that the kids can visually see the route yeah. that they're supposed to take, which I think would be really cool for elementary kids, but especially cool for the kids that go to Spectrum that
yeah.
might not like.
Yeah.
Learn in other ways how to get around. So,
man, I was
so
just left on my own. Like, the bus stopped here, and your house is over there. Figure it out.
We walked.
Yeah.
On streets that weren't safe. No sidewalks.
They finished their meeting early. So then, Forest Service coordination, we already talked about that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then did you want to give an up, did you send me the email?
Yes.
John just wanted to give an update on the Wild Rose Trail thing.
It was going great on it, and then we had to stop and do Liberty Fest and other stuff. So
what?
Lost
what, you have other things to do?
What's Liberty Fest?
I don't know, that thing that some people showed up to, there's a couple.
What is the attendance of that? Do you have an estimate?
Didn't they say 22,000?
Yeah, I don't know. Did somebody pull the Placer AI data on it already? I think we were going to.
I don't know.
I mean, we've got guesses of 20,000+ just in that golf course area, but now you have other people attending in backyards and so
I mean, I would watch from my front lawn, and I'm across the street from
And I thought too, there are people that hike up Wild Rose to go watch it.
I thought
it might be cool for you guys to piggyback a trail event next year on Liberty Fest of walking up the trail.
I think we should do a bike to Liberty Fest because the traffic is insane.
That's a great idea, actually.
You know, like,
my son,
if you guys could lead people on the road in bikes, like do a bike bus,
that's why I have my e-bike.
That would be so cool.
Well, I talked to Chief Black, you know, I saw him at the auto show, and he said, can you just kind of think of what can we do so it doesn't take 3 hours to get out of this place?
I was so mad at my son. I was parked on...
You got to zoom out. Press your control key and use your...
Well, what is with this computer? Why doesn't it happen?
There we go. So it's just some different signs. I had that concept, and then I ended up designing like 17 different signs for the trail.
Just a few. That's
so
awesome.
This would have come up a couple years ago. We could mark the mile high on the trail, so it's just kind of a photo op. Plus, we'd throw a QR code on there for trail donation things when we get that part figured out. So then we can just cleaned up some of the other signs a little bit. These are probably 90% done. I still have some work to do. I need to look at the...
He spelled motorized wrong.
I know, but that's part of the cleanup he's doing.
So would the Wild Res Chucker Loop be green or black?
That part is what I need to figure out with the grades. So I'm going to use the IMBA standards.
Okay.
With the total slope and stuff, so we can actually, so it's the same rating, you know. If
I guess that's a good question. What goes in? I've always just figured technical features, but I guess grade.
Yeah, it had a whole bunch of standards and stuff.
Yeah, there's some standards.
And that's why you get blues that have no technical features, but they're...
They're
a little steeper than the
than
the greens. Okay.
We should also think about like contrast.
So I think if you like,
but I like the background of the see the mile high where that's all green background. You could.
Oh yeah. So
color
if it's a
code
green
it
trail,
green
you
or
do.
Blue.
But if you go down, I have some other ones. That one's just a directional sign.
Yeah.
This was something I was playing with too. The shoreline trail access when we get that. See here I have the easy thing. I was trying to fit a bunch of information on a...
But I wonder if you do make it all
green for the easy ones at the background
and blue for the intermediates rather than spelling out easy, you just have it color coded.
Yeah, we could do that.
But then I change the mile high sign to red or something.
Well, my idea behind the mile high sign was to kind of look like a freeway sign. Freeway mile markers.
Oh yeah,
oh.
That's cute.
So that was, it's the same font.
That's adorable, John.
Isn't it?
We need a trail camera by this sign, by the way. People are gonna have various activities next to the mile sign.
Maybe
we
don't
need
a trail camera there.
Yeah, I was going to say, do we
though?
I don't know. I like where your mind's at.
It
could be
fun. The meaning
I think we need to make sure there's like, it's like high contrast, so it's really easy to read when you're going by fast.
Yeah, so they'll all be like the same grade, like sign grades that we use for our road signs.
Frankly, even Bountiful's done a great job but their signs is you're biking, you're not reading the fact that it's Wild Rose Loop. You just see the blue, green, black. And that's really it that you're reading from a biker's perspective.
I stop at every sign I see.
No, I don't.
I'll call you on that.
Yeah, I don't.
But the...
Unless I'm lost.
Where am I?
I really think these could be a fundraiser and start selling.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, seriously, sell the Mile High sign.
Yeah, so there was some other work that I've got to do on them.
Shoot, how many kids
this one, I think, was
stolen
going
stop
at the
signs or street signs? Put
bottom
on
of one of the downhill trails or something, if I remember right. I had them all, like, mapped out.
Yeah.
There was some other...
With the ones, with the downhill only... the one trail that we have that's downhill only, right? Or I guess there's two, but the second one's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they brush together.
How they cross.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's sort of freaky.
I have some merge signs that I was going to put in.
Yeah, I would even just make it, I don't know. I think it almost needs to be a different shape even. Somehow, it needs to be very explicit that it's a down. They're having problems with it.
Scroll down
and
see if I got.
What do theirs look like?
I don't know, but they're not working because
people
about every other week, we've got hikers coming up the downhill only in their.
Yeah, I think this is.
Oh, I've seen that. You get trails with big tabletops and big berms, and people walking up it. I'm like. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's not even pleasant, right?
So
you're proposing this sign actually have all of this information on it?
Yes.
And where? So
these
this
would
is
fit
this
on,
is below the ground?
No, these are like
this
20.
Is just at the top of the sign.
Yeah,
they're like 20 inches long, so
he
that, they fit on those fiberglass.
Yeah, it's still the fiberglass. It's
hole,
just
but it
instead
tucks
of
inside.
A
we don't want anything out wide.
How far down does it go?
So if
from the top,
if it's here,
it's
if
go
this,
20 inches
if it goes top. Here, like if the fiberglass pole goes here, it goes down to about right there.
Okay, so these are going to be pretty small.
Yes,
I think less is visible. More. I think less is more. Like for me, that looks like a lot of information to take in.
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah.
I think if we're like, what's the most
but
important?
I think the trail etiquette or right of way thing.
The no motorized vehicles
well,
on every
could
side.
Be more at the bottom.
If you look at where I've placed them.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay. So. Like, if this is at the very beginning of a trail system, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one I believe is. I have it all. I don't remember which number goes where. I have it all mapped out in another document.
But I guess, like, this wouldn't be anywhere where you'd have to be making a decision.
No.
If it's a decision sign, it's like this. Like you have.
Yeah, like that
things.
One. That one that you just scrolled past. That's probably one that, if I remember right, goes at the bottom of the downhill trails, so people aren't riding bikes up the trail or walking up the trail.
And you could even make the background of this red, and have wrong way be right at the top. You know?
Yeah.
I like this one.
Yeah, I think it's well done. I mean,
these are huge.
I just saw the Mile High with the background green, and it just sort of, what would it look like if the background were green, or blue, or black?
Yep.
Or even if you did like stripes, like three stripes at the top in green.
Oh, yeah.
Or three stripes at the top in blue, or three stripes, you know, like just
yeah,
so
or even
just
a,
top three
or even
inches.
Just have a thicker
band.
Just so it's just more
a thicker
pronounced.
Band.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right at the
or
top
you could
the
do the colors like that and just have the green be a different green. So that one's still the freeway theme. Just have a different
I like
shade
it.
Of green.
You've done an awesome job.
Yeah, we just need to figure out where the placement for the rivets and stuff go so we're not plugging a rivet right through the
information.
You're designing this in what?
What's that?
What are you using to design?
I made just mock-ups in Publisher, and then David Francis, he used
In design?
Yeah.
In design.
Yeah, like Adobe or someone to put these other ones together.
Cool.
So, I don't know, that's kind of where I was at, like, I'd say 80%+ the way there.
Looking good.
For.
Shift F5.
That one?
That started from the beginning, oh, okay.
No, F5 will start with the shift F5, it starts from the current, from the slide you're on.
Oh.
Okay.
Cool.
Just so you know.
City council updates, Ted's not here,
Ted's
so he
absent.
Can't give us
I
city council.
I move that we move on.
So moved. Let's move on. Review of past and upcoming trail events.
Hey, so.
That's what Ted always says. So moved.
So moved.
Adjourn from city council meeting.
So moved.
So.
So we had, since our last meeting, we had National Trails Day on June 7th at Wild Rose Trail. I think that was pretty successful. We just removed some vegetation ahead of that state maintenance. I didn't get any pictures of that one. A lot got done. And then we had the Utah Division of Outdoor Division or Department?
Division
of
Outdoor
Recreation. Came and did trails maintenance for 4 days for us towards the end of June on the Wild Rose Trail. They did a lot of good work, and I have the pictures that they took. So here's the before pictures. I don't think these are great. Oh no, are we not gonna be able to look at them? Okay. I don't think they're the best pictures, but this is that decision point
yep.
that you wanted addressed, Peter.
Yep.
Where's
so
that one?
This is
that's
the
one as you come down off by
Oh, yep, I know.
As you come off the trail, as you come off the top.
You go up left to
and
go down
like,
the downhill.
I always section. Have to yell back, okay, it's a quick left, quick left.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, with
yeah,
a little bit of
several.
A hill that I never have the right gear in.
Yeah, the, yeah. you never have, because you're on it and you don't think about it, and then
yeah.
it just comes and you're like, I'm going to walk this.
Yep.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people. I was there while they were doing this one, helping them with that, and there was like a youth mountain bike team or something that came up, and most of them were walking up this little section because they're like, wait, what do I do?
Yeah, exactly.
So I'll show you the after of this one, but this is where the vegetation was pulled back. I think, Brent, you were up here with them for the National Trails Day, right, doing this vegetation removal. I think they pulled it back even further.
They did.
You guys had
yeah.
done. And then just some of these areas that like needed waterways, needed the rocks pulled out, and some of the turns were a little rough. Then there's this area where there's that overlook.
Right at the top, yep.
Bench to the left, or you continue on the loop trail to the right, and there's this like triangle in between,
mm-hmm.
and it's just this huge,
huge.
Rocky area that, needed some type of like designation, and the rocks also needed to be cleared out.
I really want to go up and see this.
By the way, just from a stats perspective, because I've only recorded hours for City of North Salt Lake for the team,
mm-hmm.
volunteer hours just from the team is 113 hours.
This year?
This
2025?
Year. Just this year.
Cool.
113 volunteer hours from the mountain bike team. You didn't include people who were coming outside of the mountain bike team.
I included parents.
We should track that.
We should.
Because that's a good statistic to give in the annual report to the city council.
I agree. And that should be part of the sign up, sign in, sign out, times. And then affiliation with the team, just so that we can hand that out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can do email address and name.
Yeah.
And we'll have to just do it sideways.
Yeah.
Rather than
landscape.
Rather than portrait.
Yeah. And we can have that an option in Sign Up Genius too. Like, are you with the mountain bike team? Check that.
Yeah.
Then just some more before pictures. These curves.
I want to see that one.
And then when we're doing the vegetation removal, she mentioned we need to pay attention to the height. We need to be taking
yes.
it down further because people on bikes are hitting their heads. We're having to duck as
yeah.
they go through. And so when we're removing vegetation on the sides, we need to like look up too and get the vegetation.
Yeah, last year in the winter, I was fat biking Mueller Park. And because of the height of snow, you know, not
yeah.
this last one, but the one before.
Yeah.
I was continually crouched because it was, again, most of it was because of the snow.
Height of the snow, and then the trees are sunk down because
the
snow
exactly.
on top of the trees.
It was so fun.
Sounds like it.
We usually are sensitive to
where's
that,
that one?
But we can.
And this is on the switchbacks on the loop. There was like a bunch of wood branches piled up on the side.
Oh, yeah, this one I'm interested in
oh,
seeing
yeah,
the after. Here's the drainage that we're going to just fight.
So those are the befores, and then...
If you can point out the ditch that everyone's talking about.
So this is that decision point.
Oh,
so
they did dig it out quite a bit.
So what they tried to do was extend it so that
oh.
it was a more clear decision, and so people wouldn't cut the turn. So mm-hmm. they... We dug up a big rock
yep.
and buried a big rock there, a
and
few rocks, and then filled it in, and then I think they put a bunch of branches on it, too, afterwards. And then we cleared that vegetation a lot and widened the trail in that location so that you could see it coming up
cool.
Before you get there. And then...
That's coming down the what I would consider... This is the part that I propose closing the mountain bikes. This is off, so going straight, instead of the decision to the left,
mm-hmm.
this is coming down
mm-hmm.
and around.
Okay.
This one.
A little shortcut trail.
So it looks like they mostly
yeah.
dug up the rocks there.
Yeah.
From what I can tell. This maybe is that ditch. Is that that ditch? This is a waterway. They've created.
I'm gonna have to just go right.
Oh, that's probably the ditch right there. That looks pretty deep.
Where they're shoveling or?
Nope.
A little
right.
bit
where they're,
scared of it.
Oh, yeah.
I am not picturing where that's at.
No, they said this one was like 4 feet wide. The one that.
Ditch?
I'm
yeah,
not sure.
Like,
I haven't gone out
ditch.
To see.
Yeah.
This is that one that where the left
okay.
goes to the bench and the right
yep.
continues on the loop. So they created this little triangle, and then hopefully we can like revegetate. When we had gone out on site to scout out the sites, I had mentioned something about maybe a split rail fence in that location.
Yes.
To just define it more, but this is kind of a temporary solution with these rocks. They just pulled the rocks up out of the trail and then moved them over.
Cool.
So these are like really easy solutions that we can utilize too going forward. Just pull
yeah.
the rocks out and use the rocks for other things.
Let's just not make them all G-rated trails.
Yeah, yeah, sanitize them all.
Sanitize trails.
Mountain bikers like a little bit of rock. Well, some.
There are rocks and roots are. Okay.
And this is
yeah.
one where it looks
they
like the hikers
okay.
were cutting the turn.
Yeah.
This is on one of the switchbacks. And so they've just put a bunch of branches and stuff out to try to deter them from cutting that turn. That's just up from the upper vantage point. I'm not sure what this is supposed to be showing us.
They carpeted the trail, that's all.
Did they
yeah.
cut the vegetation?
It might, yes, because the other one.
Yeah,
the
had
one,
more.
That's the
yeah,
one that I was talking about
yep.
when people
it
were
low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is just another one of those turns where they just didn't want to.
Yep, this
and
is.
And it looks like maybe they did some. I know they were going to do waterway work for every one of those turns on the switchbacks.
Yeah.
Like ahead of the turn.
Yep. And this is the.
Some rocks
yeah.
out. And then just defining the turns a little more.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, interesting.
So they don't have that, unless that one is that waterway.
Yeah,
I'm not
I'm
sure.
I'm gonna have to go hike it.
She did mention something about how they had to like dig it a little deeper or wider or something than they had anticipated. And so she was like, it's a little iffy on that one. So they were aware that it wasn't their best.
That may be something that we can address if we do in August.
Yeah. Well, in August we'll be down on the Parkway Drive section.
Oh, that's right.
So that was, and then these are pictures that I took of them just doing their work.
Yeah, those were cool scene.
It was fun to get out there and work with them, and she said that I'll be on the email list for when they are opening it up for.
Oh, good. For
they're
going to
reorganize the way that they do it. So I'm not sure how it's going to work, but she did say they usually open it up in like October.
We got some good rainstorms since then too, so hopefully it's all nice and packed in.
Yeah, if I didn't have
it'd be good to see how the waterways have worked.
Yeah.
And to see if anyone's done a redesign of what was done.
Yeah. Gone on tear out. And then upcoming events, we have the trails cleanup in August. So I have the communications person advertising it for August 23rd from 7:30 to 9:30, which is what it had said in our previous meeting. You guys had decided on that time. And it's the Parkway Drive section, so they'll just be meeting there at Parkway Drive.
Is that the one where I said I had a conflict? I think it was.
We moved it because you had a conflict.
Oh, we moved it because of
I
the
thought.
Conflict. Yes, it's a good Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then our communications person needs to know what our plans are for the 9/11 day of service. As far as where we would want that to be, what time. It's on Saturday, September 6th. And so that's something I need to get to her sooner rather than later.
I have one of the charter schools is going to do an event down in the wetlands trails cleanup for the day of service.
On the wetlands trail?
Yeah.
That's being rebuilt? Or that's being under construction? What kind of cleanup are they going to do?
Just pick up garbage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking. Is there a trail system that we have that has a lot of garbage? Because
the one that I think is always can be used, the one that's basically goes west down to the Loth apartments. Basically from like the
trail?
Yeah.
And we did a cleanup there.
We did the middle. We didn't go
all
the way down.
We didn't go all the way down
to the Loft.
Mm-hmm. It's just all the construction debris blows down there.
Start at
the Lofts and move up. And then we can are they doing any work on that pond?
Not yet.
Because that would be a cool way to introduce people to that pond.
We still need to figure out that approach into the trail.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's coming straight. I mean, whoever parks there blocks it.
Yeah.
We need to reroute that.
Hopefully they don't get too many tents from people going over on their hood.
I don't think a lot of people maybe pay attention to that they're parking in front of a
trail thing. It frankly looks like a pile of dirt.
Yep.
I would park there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I think that the Trails
there.
Master Plan can address that too.
Yeah.
It's just not city property there, so we'd have to probably change the easement or something.
Okay, so.
So we need a location and a time for the 9/11 day of service.
Should we do that lower Wild Rose section? Start at the Lofts?
Yeah, I think we start at the Lofts and go on.
Is there enough trash there?
We can weed eat. We can
because
the
frontage road trail.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like the frontage road trail always has trash. Always.
Oh yeah.
Can we get a?
We could do both. We could still meet.
I try to sweep that thing all the time. It's like impossible to keep.
Yeah, it's.
What about the section in front of?
Glad for the realignment.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
What about the Highway 89 section in front of the apartments and stuff that always has trash on it?
Like the. By the stop, like from the stop up to
Starbucks.
The stoplight.
Mm-hmm. You could start there and then go up the hill if there's not enough
Yeah, I mean, that's what I say. If we start at the pond and one group do the city, do the paved, and the other one walk up to do trash. And
if we have enough people.
And we could even, it may be worthwhile to have us walk that upper and see if there's even remedial trail work there.
Yeah.
Because during the spring, it's just a moat, because that's where the hill drains into.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I've gone there, I've had to, I was basically up to almost, so to my bottom bracket with water on the trail.
Sounds like you should avoid it during that time.
Yeah. But it's always wet because it's people are watering and all of the water seeps through and then it comes out those pipes so that the hill doesn't come down. So it's always moist. And then it's one of the driest trails you'll ever ride. So you've got like standing water and then you don't have
it's a variety water. Trail.
Yeah.
Moon dust and puddles.
Yeah, lakes. But so I think the location is the pond.
Meet at the pond.
Meet at the pond, wherever that is. I mean, I don't even know an address there.
Oh,
we'll
like,
get it.
Is that by the apartments?
At the pond.
Yeah.
But nobody knows that that's even a pond. I mean, it could be a good swimming hole, frankly.
Stormwater.
That's stormwater, yeah. Ooh, you want to swim
they
in the gutter?
They fish in it.
Do you want to swim in the gutter?
They fish in it.
That'd be a great.
I did as a kid. I don't know what's wrong with these kids.
They drink gutter water. What are you talking about?
There's that much water in it?
Yeah, there's fish.
Yeah, it's a pond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's fish in it. We had a dock there,
and then the dock broke off and floated away. Because it was given to us by the developer,
so many bluegill and bass.
Dock, apparently.
Yeah.
So it's floated away. It's a floating dock.
We got rid of the dock.
Oh, we got rid of it now?
Yeah, we.
It's been a long time.
I'm wondering where it was going to be every time I went out there.
It's still over there, sitting off to the side of the hill where they pulled it all out.
So maybe we could load that into the truck and take it and dispose of it.
That's part of the trail cleanup. Yeah. Get rid of the dog.
If we need to do something for that park,
yeah.
I think that could totally
got
be
rid
part
of that.
Of it.
It's not there anymore. There was like the pond.
Take it down to the Jordan River.
Yeah. I was gonna suggest like they always need river cleanups. They always need river cleanups in our section. Because we're
and it
the
gets
lower
really,
section of the
really
river.
Bad.
So they,
I mean, if
you
want you
go
a
out
really
there,
productive day.
You go out there in a canoe and you're pulling tires
that,
and bikes and stuff out.
That would be cool to do for a day of service activity is clean up the Jordan River. We'd get tons of people.
Yeah. I think that'd be
shots.
More effective.
What?
Yeah.
Better have
bring
your
shots and wear gloves.
Well, so the Jordan River Commission always does canoe cleanups. So they sponsor it and then volunteer groups can do it. So I can suggest to them that they have their own 9/11 day of service on that section of the river.
I like that idea as well.
But I think for the city-sponsored one.
I'm okay with either one, whether the event here at the pond or doing...
We don't have the capabilities to do a canoe cleanup.
Oh, then let's do this one.
Yeah, because we don't have city canoes. We don't have crews.
So they do it water from the water side is what
canoe
you're saying.
Canoe cleanups.
Not,
uh-huh.
Not river or land side.
You can do it. We can do it land side. And I know that, like... the Chevron, during the Get to the River Festival, which I'll talk about next, Chevron goes out and does the Chevron Mile, which is south of I-215
okay.
in North Salt Lake.
Yep.
They go clean up along the Chevron Mile. I always go out and do that with them. And that's just from the trail all the way to the
There's
lake.
So much debris.
And oh, we pull out of, like, bikes and...
Shopping carts.
I mean, it's horrible.
Yeah. But we're at the end of the line for the river, so we get all the trash, and there's a trash boom that collects the trash in the river, just past in the Legacy Nature Preserve. But there's, like, in the river, there's a ton of trash. Along the bank, there's a ton of trash. And then it's just downwind from everything. It's downstream, downwind, down everything, so it just collects all kinds of stuff.
I would certainly love to, I mean, most cities with a river in the middle that, I mean, even Paris, they swim in the sea.
They just opened it
they
up.
They just opened
yeah.
it up.
I was...
No one swim in there.
Yeah, the, it showed on the news some lady with her head underneath, and I was like, oh, I would not do that yet.
Yeah.
During the Olympics, did they swim?
Yeah, they got
they had
E. coli.
Yeah, they got sick.
Well, it's been the sewer for
Ryan
the city.
Ryan says he
sort of
won't
thing.
Be here till 8. It's what we done by 8.
Yeah, I need to leave in 20 minutes.
Okay, so as far as the 9/11 day of service, we're doing the Lower Wild Rose. We're meeting at the pond. What time do we want to do it?
September? I think 8 o'clock's okay.
8 to 10?
Yeah.
Okay. And then who's going to bring...
September 6th.
Food.
Oh, and I will not be there on September 6th. I'll be out of the country.
So will I.
Since we're all using that excuse, that's why I say
Peter's like, now I am going
Peter.
To plan a trip out of the
Peter.
Country for that date. So that
I'll
I don't have to clean
I'll
up
be
the
in Wendover.
I'll be
out
there.
Of the country.
That's
so
pretty much a different country.
So who wants to be in charge of food?
So is this one we're now meeting by the pond?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so not a Jordan River
mm-hmm.
cleanup. Okay.
I can let you guys know.
When
if,
they do that?
Yeah, or if
yeah.
like the trails committee... You guys want to volunteer to do a canoe cleanup, you can sign up with the Jordan River Commission.
And do that
and
with
do
them.
That anytime.
I'd yeah. like to see one happen.
And they it's possible so.
So
we have they get to the river festival is all of September. And our event is the Jordan River Paddle, which is the second Saturday, September 13th. Registration opens August 1st and it'll be through the city's website.
And I won't be able to be at that one.
Dang. It's fun. This is a really fun one. So it's a 3-mile paddle down the river.
Down
so
or you?
Down.
No, you just go down.
We start at the Riverview Boat Ramp in Salt Lake, and we go down to
Porter's
to Landing Porter's. In North Salt Lake.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then there's a shuttle. There's a food truck at the end, and there's a shuttle that will take you back up. And this year I have some organizations tabling, too. So we have the Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District at the end that will be talking about, like, waterways planting and stuff like that. And at the beginning, we'll have someone from the Audubon Society talking about the birds that you see along the river as you paddle down.
Cool.
So it's going to be pretty cool. So you guys are welcome to come to that. I don't necessarily need any volunteers, but you're welcome to participate in the event if you want. It's free, and we have boats available. But during that month, you could also, if you wanted, you could do like the canoe cleanup or something like that, although they have a lot of events going on in the month of September. So the Jordan River Commission's availability to help you with it during that month would be very limited.
Yeah, I think we need to limit our activities to one a month.
Okay.
So that day of service is that one.
Okay. Sounds good.
Maybe we do a river
cleanup
in July. Because we don't want to be on the trails in July.
Yeah.
But being on the water would be another. Swimming in Jordan River.
I'll come and watch that.
Hopefully you're not doing any swimming. It's a really beautiful part of the river.
Yeah.
Our section in North Salt Lake is really, really
beautiful. I've done the trail, the paved trail I've done
mm-hmm.
from 215 all the way to Porter's. I think that's where it ends. It was really cool. As far as it went, that's where
there's gonna
well,
be
it continues on. So, if
well,
you're going south, is that what you're doing?
No, going north.
Going north.
North from I-15.
You were on the Jordan River Trail, and then you went over.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because there's
instead
a segment
of going to Legacy
off.
Trail.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a mile.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that cool. but you're in North Salt Lake for a mile before that. That's the Chevron mile. So anyway,
nice.
That's all I've got for the upcoming events.
All right, future agenda items.
So I heard that you wanted the goals and programs on there for adoption on the next agenda.
Yes.
So you'll include kind of some of the regular action items And the staff updates, those will be standing
yeah.
agenda items.
Yep. I guess another question, do we need to hold an August meeting?
Do we need to hold one to further do any planning on the event in September?
Well, we have the August event, the
25th.
We have
August
9/11 day of service on September 6th.
I think meeting in August would be fine.
Do we have enough to talk about to warrant a meeting is the question. I think it would be the 12th.
I'm hoping by tomorrow you've got updates from Forest Service, so we can discuss that.
Do you want me to see, so by then we will have, that week we'll be selecting a consultant for the Trails Master Plan.
Hmm.
And then, yeah, I could see if I've heard back from the Forest Service or from Salt Lake City and let you guys know.
And this would be August 12th.
So we may or may not have decided on a consultant by then. I don't know that there's really enough to talk about to have a meeting. The September one for sure. September will be a month into the Trails Master Plan process.
I'm good with delaying until September.
Okay. Yeah, I think as long as we feel like the events late August and September 6th, because those are the two events, as long as we feel okay with, hey, we're going to advertise those and show up. I think
do we need to make any assignments for?
Yeah, can we do an email?
Food volunteers. I think we can probably.
Yeah, I mean, I have to miss both of those events.
So assign Peter.
So assign me.
Peter's wife to come again to all
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
So do you want to do like an email chain to do assignments
yeah.
there?
Yeah, I think that'll work.
So if we could just, you want to make a list of the assignments that you think are needed?
Or do you want to just assign Ryan to everything? And Pedro?
That's not very nice.
That's why I wasn't verbal. Okay.
I mean, so it's, what are the assignments in need? Refreshments?
I think just refreshments and bringing in the trail tools really are it.
And Ryan has, oh no, you have the trail tools now, don't you?
Yeah, I have the trail tools.
So we just need to get somebody to pick those up from
yeah,
City Hall or Public Works.
And then if we're doing a sign-in sheet and you're not going to be there, you're going to publicize it to the mountain bike team?
I'll put it on the team stuff, yep.
So somebody needs to get a hold of sign-in sheet.
I'll create a sign-up sheet.
And give it to...
I'll send it to the committee and internally to my team and see if I can just get a volunteer to make sure that everyone signs it, and then I'll get a copy.
Well, yeah, you guys can make sure that someone's manning the table.
Yeah, I mean, I can make that a sign up on for mountain bike team
to, like,
to volunteer there.
Sign out the trail tools so we know who has them. I think we lost a pair of loppers.
Oh, really? Last time?
Last time. Luckily, we got everything
else.
Even
with a sticker on it?
Yeah.
Do we have numbers on the tools or something like that?
No, there was just the stickers. We could use a Sharpie or something, put a number on it.
I think you should.
Yeah. Because if I have Lopper 1 and I return
yeah,
Lopper 1.
Yeah, lucky it was just Loppers that we lost because we can get those easily. Those,
yeah, the big trail tools, not
yeah.
so much.
The clouds.
The clouds, those are hard to get.
Yeah. I think
I tried to buy more, 3 more, so we'd have 10, and the company that makes them just says they're out of stock. They're not making any right now.
Wow.
Tariffs.
Yeah.
Steel.
So yeah, let's put numbers on all the equipment, and then we'll put that on the sign-in sheet of which one you checked out, which piece of equipment you checked out.
But it'll know you're financially liable.
Yeah.
How hard would it be to just buy a bunch of, how expensive are the gloves, like work gloves?
I wouldn't even go there.
I would tell people to bring their own.
Yeah.
Just make
so
sure that's a notification item.
I don't let out my sleeping bags either. I feel like gloves are personal.
Toothbrushes.
Oh, I meant like new ones. Do you know what I mean? Like sometimes you'll do like cleanup events and they'll just have a bunch of gloves for everybody to use.
I've never been to those events.
You haven't?
And then you just
unless they're vinyl gloves.
Yeah, they were just like these
cloth and plastic. Yeah, with plastic.
Yeah, it was better than nothing. And I think a lot of people don't.
I think if we want to budget for those and put them in, I'd be okay with
it. Bring your own gloves and maybe have a couple dozen on hand or something. You know that.
So we'll email the event assignments. And then we'll skip the August meeting and hold a September meeting?
Yes, I think that's... Because the August meeting would have been the 12th.
Yes. Okay.
So August 23rd?
August 23rd is the
at 10 AM.
That one's 7:30 AM.
Wait, which one's that one?
That one is the just the trail cleanup on the Parkway Drive section. And then September 6th is the 9/11 day of service from 8 to 10. And September 9th is our next trails committee meeting.
Year's over now.
I know. It's weird.
September.
Okay.
Ooh, will I be able to make?
Do we have a nomination for adjournment?
I motion to adjourn.
I'll Kyle. Second that.
Yeah.
Peter.
You don't have to second a motion to adjourn, but.
Oh, well.
Well, it's been seconded. So.
It's been seconded, so too late.
Do you have to vote all in favor?
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
No, not for a motion to adjourn.
Okay. We're done.
Robert's rules.
I guess you're really the only one to sign an alley.